Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Playroom Podcast. The name's Hazy J.
AB Bad.
Johnny Boy.
Jeter. And welcome back to the Playroom. You know, it's been a while since we did a show, but I'm just glad we're back doing one, like I say all the time, but... We basically, the reason why we haven't been doing much podcasting is because we've been hooked onto this show right now. And I don't know if anybody has seen it, but it's on Netflix. It's the show called Outer Banks. It's basically about like just some crazy kids that get into like this kind of crazy scavenger hunt.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, they're just crazy teenagers. But the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because I wanted to talk a little bit into why I feel like that show is so entertaining and captivating when you watch it. Because, like, they do some pretty wild stuff on that show for teenagers, I think.
Yeah, definitely. They're doing a lot of shit when you're 16.
Yeah, and I feel like definitely a major thing with this show that I feel like is the most enticing is just like how thrilling it is. And like I feel like a show like this being popular, like it shows like how like something thrilling, like which is like the epitome of like fantasy, I feel like, is like just thrilling things. Something that gives you a thrill, you know.
That's why they're going on a treasure hunt for 400, $1 million.
Yeah.
For some shit.
Yeah, straight gold.
Yeah, treasure hunt is always like a good fantasy semi like realer. Something to reel people in.
It's like some Uncharted shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Definitely.
Definitely going on an adventure. Like, it's definitely going to take you places that you never probably would have gone before.
That's facts.
Like... It's pretty crazy and it's pretty intense. What do you think is probably the most wildest thing on that show that you've seen so far? Is
definitely when Rafe shot the sheriff, bro. Trigger warning. Spoilers.
I mean, yeah, we're talking.
He shot a whole cop.
He shot a cop. This nigga shot the sheriff and his dad pretty much just was like, nah, it wasn't him. And everybody was like, okay.
White privileged
for sure. That definitely showed that, cause it,
the Netflix show,
he definitely murdered that cop in cold blood. And he did it because, like, he said that
he was trying to protect his dad,
which is like, damn, bro. And then, like, even later on it shows like, damn, they try to blame it cause he has like mental issues and stuff like that.
Yeah, quote unquote. But nah, yeah. This man just crazy, bro.
He's
crazy.
Nah, he's legit crazy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty intense. I mean, they've been through some crazy situations. They definitely
had some type of disorder.
Had to escape many, like, situations you wouldn't expect to escape. What do you think is the most thrilling moment of your life that you can remember? Like, besides, I guess, like, going to amusement parks, maybe? Actually, you could say that if it is, but, like, if you went to an amusement park or... did some daring task that was like mad thrilling to you. What do you think is a moment that would step out the most to you?
Probably having sex. That shit be lit.
A thrilling moment.
It's pretty adrenaline filled.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah.
Or like just tripping, just like seeing some wild shit while you're tripping.
Oh, yeah, true.
I would say tripping at something in the water was lit. That was thrilling for me.
Mm.
Saw Jay-Z that night, and I was on acid, and shout out to Agatha, if you're listening.
Oh, God.
What about you, Jeter?
Shout out Agatha's friends.
Yeah.
What's up?
The most thrilling moment.
Fact. Yeah.
I can't remember you did, like a shot at that. I can't really pinpoint.
Yeah.
So you don't know anything?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really give you one exact one.
I mean,
but a lot of days I had a good time though.
Right. I mean, okay, for me then, I would say like one of the most thrilling things, like,
all right, no,
is probably like jumping off a cliff.
jumped off a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he live? Dude,
yeah, so, I mean, I jumped off this cliff after I hiked, and it was like me and Rel and my cousin Matt, and we went to like this place called St. Mary's Wilderness, which is like kind of by where JMU's at. And it, you know, because JMU, there's a lot of mountains in the area, so
yeah,
there's just like this place that you can hike to. It's like a 45-minute hike. You gotta like go far away to try to get there, and it's like just this giant like waterfall area. Mm-hmm. And then there's this place above the waterfall that's like, it's a tall ass cliff. Like, it's probably like, whew, that shit was tall as fuck. Actually, I mean, it was maybe like, if I had to scale it, maybe like 60 feet at least in the sky.
That's sweet.
I think something like that, maybe. And then, you know, there was like this little area where you could just jump down, like the place where the waterfall is. But it was kind of crazy though, because I didn't think I was going to do it. Because for sure, people hike there for sure to just like wait their line. Like, just try to jump that shit if you're really feeling it. And then, of course, there's the people looking at you, like, is this man really about to do this?
Damn, bro.
So, like, you kind of get that pressure at that moment, though, when you're up there, because you don't want to be like, you don't want to be like, fuck,
I gotta jump.
Did it feel like you were falling for a long ass time, or not really?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like the moment went by kind of quick.
Yeah.
I feel like it would,
It was just, like, once I made the decision, I was like, yeah, you know what? No going back from here, man.
Once you're there, once you jump,
that's the thing, though. The beauty of looking down at the peak or at the top of something, and you're just like, you kind of envision the way that you think it'll go, I guess, and it'll help ease your nerves for sure.
Yeah,
because you're just gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna just be down there.
Yeah.
So you just take that. I took that step off and just leaped.
Well, do you come running and step off?
Nah, you can't really jump off. Well, you can if you want to, but like, nah. It was like a specific spot where it was deep enough for you so you could jump down there. And like, nah, it was pretty cool though.
That's a good metaphor.
I feel like it taught me a lot about myself. Like, I feel like back in the day I probably wouldn't have jumped, but I mean, I saw the opportunity. I was like, I already came this far.
You already came?
Might as well.
Dead ass, though.
Came to my senses. Okay. And jumped. Would you ever skydive?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. With no protection.
I would skydive, too. I definitely would have, like, a fucking parachute.
Nah, I'd just go out there, bro.
So you want to die.
Who says I would die?
Like, bro. GTA? Skyfall?
Yeah, man.
That's scary, though.
That shit would be lit, though. I feel like it would just be freeing. But I would, like...
Yeah.
I would want to land on some sort of trampoline.
That couldn't save it.
Also. Yeah. No. It couldn't.
That shit would be crazy. Because you need something to brace yourself before, of course.
It has to be, like, water. You'll hit that shit pretty fast.
I would skydive. I would jump out of the plane.
I definitely would do it, too. I feel like I enjoy those, like, adrenaline things anyways. Like, I really like roller coasters and, like, the drop zone.
Yeah, bro, fuck that.
So
fuck the drop zone.
I like the drop
zone. Everybody says it's not that bad, but, bro,
that shit is pretty scary.
I swear the second time I got on that drop, it felt worse. Like, I was more scared. I was like, bro, what is this?
The drop tower.
That shit.
Just fucking...
It's just anticipation.
Facts. The Intimidator, when it first came to King's Dominion, which is the amusement park around Virginia, the Intimidator 305 became like the tallest coaster on the East Coast. So like,
yeah,
that's a pretty fucking tall roller coaster.
Yeah,
that shit's 305 feet in the air, and it pulls you down at close to a 90-degree angle. I don't think it's quite it, maybe, but it's pretty intense. Pretty intense.
I feel like
it's like
the Intimidator not even that bad, bro. I'm telling you, the drop zone is that shit, bro.
Man,
whole time you're gonna be like this, your gut gonna be sucking up to your fucking chest. You're gonna be like, but I'm the intimidator's like, damn, we going up for some shit.
Right.
like, damn, we going up for some shit. And then when you drop, it's like, ah, fuck it, yeah, it's lit now.
Then the whole time
the drop zone like is like
15 minute ride.
It's just
ride,
all
honestly.
Fear. It's just all fear all the way up.
Right.
And then just a quick release of all the like all the fear at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Then that release, that fear
it's
release
like
turns
when you
into
see it, when you see it stop
excitement.
Before you hit the ground, like, oh, thank God, we're not gonna fucking
facts.
All die tonight. Thank God.
Would you ever trip at an amusement park?
That should probably be lit.
I feel like that would be
it could so easily
really
go wrong.
Intense.
It could so easily go wrong.
If you are up for it, then sure. It probably make you feel
just
like,
like
you
I
are
like
on like
intense
a,
things for no reason.
A demon.
I don't know. I think that's just
not really a demon.
Interesting.
But.
What is that? What did you mean by that?
I mean, like I would intense. Do some shit like that. Like, that should just sound lit.
Intense.
You know, like those fucking punk rock shows that they'd be having. Like a metal concert.
Yeah.
Or people that just do like straight up like what's that drug that people be doing? Molly or something? Ecstasy?
I don't know if Molly is as intense as acid though.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like it gets you more horny if anything.
Yeah.
That's a different experience.
Yeah.
Touching on my body off the Molly.
Like, yeah, that's definitely a wild experience. Would you guys ever, like, imagine going in a rocket ship, how intense that shit would be.
Yeah, I wonder how they felt
think
when
about,
they did that.
Did Jeff Bezos, when he went to space, did he have to, like, train for months to do that?
I don't think he, I think he just
bro,
paid.
Bro. If you have money, you can circumvent anything.
That's
he probably,
yeah, pretty
the whole
much true.
Space.
If you have money, you can circumvent anything else. But niggas can't.
That's true. So he probably just hopped in that shit and
yeah.
just went.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that shit's crazy. I mean, okay, have you guys seen when that video of them when they're in space, like, and they're inside the spaceship and they're like floating around and stuff, and, like, they threw Skittles around and was eating it, like, so, I mean, he went to space, and. I agree with what he did by going to space because I feel like that definitely was a like a PR stunt to like try to commercialize space travel because I feel like that should be commercialized already anyway.
The thing is, like, if we commercialize space travel, we can't really go out
there. Yeah, that's true too.
I feel like they're just trying to get you acquainted with the thought. That's why they got all this alien stuff now too.
True.
But also UFOs.
I think it's important to like. Explore space more, or at least try to get more out of space.
What's more misunderstood, space or the ocean?
Ooh, I mean, I feel like we know a lot about space actually compared to the ocean, which is kind of weird if you think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because people know a lot about faraway galaxies that are not even near us at all.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Like, you ever seen the Hubble Space Telescope? It shows, like, so many different galaxies, apparently.
That just goes to show you, though, humanity always wants to search for something, but never wants to look within.
Yeah, they'll search for it, but they'll never, like, send people there for some reason.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
Like, you just want to know about it. Because I feel like humans want to be in the know. Because it's very scary to some people, the unknown, you know?
Yeah.
And definitely. In the ocean, like, I don't think we've even explored as deep as we probably can.
Like, if we literally were the only, say for instance, we were the only people, like, actually living in the universe, I don't get why that bothers people, even if it was true. I don't think it is, of course, but I don't get why that bothers people. Why does loneliness, why is people afraid
to be
alone?
I mean, what even would that, what do you think would that even achieve for people, like, say if it was confirmed that there was like some kind of extraterrestrial beings other than ourselves, how do you think people would even handle that reaction?
People would obviously, they would be like, first of all, everything about religion goes out the window because it's like, what? He made them too?
Yeah.
But it's like, I think people would be mad about it, but they would be like fearing it more than they would be embracing it. Because I would be like, if there are intergalactic brothers and they want to talk to us, let them. I don't think they would be that bad, you know. But, of course, it might be some bad species out there, too.
That's true. It depends on how hostile they are, honestly.
I would say. America gonna, like, well, not even America, just the world giving, like, aliens a chance to be hospitable.
I don't think so.
I mean, you don't think aliens necessarily would be hospitable?
Us, like us, or hospitable like, towards like aliens. The government would be like, nah, bro, get the fuck out of our country. It's America.
I mean, we definitely do take, I definitely think we would take it more serious than we would have to, maybe, and try to engage in some kind of, like a who's got the bigger nuke situation, like don't fuck with our race kind of situation. Well, but I don't think they would even, I don't even know, because
motherfuckers came on spaceships, you think they need a nuke?
Facts. They could do some crazy shit, so I feel like the opportunity to learn from them is better than like any harm they might be coming to do, because
people's belief systems,
they wanted to, it'd be
crazy.
Coming in an instant, right?
If anything, they probably just be coming to study us.
Yeah, like any.
Yeah, like how we would.
We can learn from any form of communication with them. Honestly, tell us something. We need to know shit.
But see, as we know with humans, we go to extremes to study shit. So there's no telling what they might do to us if they're what if they're like way bigger than us and they just see us like ants or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
How much bigger? Like 7 feet tall.
It'd be impossible to contain like something like that.
I feel like they're like.
I don't know what they look like. Horton hears a who shit, bro.
I don't think they look like reptilians or anything. I honestly feel like they're more humanoid than anything.
Well, actually, someone told me that they think that aliens wouldn't actually have a shape. It wouldn't be a physical manifestation. It would be.
That's kind of.
They would have
interesting.
They would have another form, but they would probably.
Their form would definitely.
They probably would have to make a physical form for us to be able to see them.
So, like an astral being.
Yeah, type shit.
Type shit.
So then they would probably try to mimic what we think is most comfortable, and they probably look kind of like try to look like us. A little bit.
Maybe.
To ease our nerves?
No, well, actually, humans are kind of creeped out by humanoids.
That
things
is true.
That, things that are like humans, like, but not actually humans. There's a
that's
theory.
So weird, though.
There's a theory that it's because in our past, humans were hunted by something that was humanoid. And that's why we shiver when we see shit like that, or it grosses us out, creeps us out. It might have been hunted by some shit like that.
That's interesting. I mean, it's also like naive of us to think we could even handle like even going to war with another species.
Definitely.
I don't even know. Because they're probably capable
they'd
of things.
Be like way more advanced.
I mean, bro, like,
way
we
more.
Have trouble with, like, animals and shit.
Right. Whole time, watch them be dumb as shit.
Exactly,
watch
that is true. Also,
they just stumble here. Everybody's gonna be like thinking they're gonna be like the smartest beings ever. They don't know anything more than us. That shit
right.
Funny.
We haven't even found like a being that can like basically think for itself and then also communicate with us effectively. Like, and like, I don't know.
You're talking like an animal, basically.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
animals.
Species.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
animals
they can't really.
They
can, but like.
Verbally, like
I mean, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be verbally either. But they can't understand every word we say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
it's not like a fluent exchange of ideas. It's just more of like. Understanding, like.
Yeah, basic cues.
You know.
Shit.
Yeah, mannerisms.
Yeah.
But it's very, it's cool how they can even do that though. That means some. Animals are very smart. I mean, don't they say, like, dolphins,
yeah, dolphins
have their own consciousness, basically?
I mean, parrots talk.
That's hilarious.
Parrots do talk.
Right, parrots
but
talk,
they
mimic. But they don't know. I don't know. Actually, I don't
what
know. They could know.
Repeat is, since you said,
do you even know, like, the emphasis, like, if they even understand what words are, though?
I mean, they just clearly, like, repeat them right back to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
But it doesn't mean anything. Because I feel like they're just mimicking the noise.
Even
unless, if they are, like, actually using it, say, like, they're, like, hungry, 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 like, shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's
I don't
also
think,
like,
they necessarily just say the same thing, like.
Yeah.
I think, like, they learn phrases and they're just, like, picking points.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, a dog, I mean, a dog will know when it's time to eat, when they're going to go out, like, for a walk or something. Mm-hmm.
People always teach the parrots cuss words.
It's what I'm saying, like, they just don't say that one cuss word the whole day. They might just say it randomly and then just say
frog.
Yeah. Also, fucking.
Interesting.
What's that shit?
It probably depends on like how you say it in the context you say it in and the intensity and all that shit. Mm, sure. So they'll pick up on like, oh, okay, he really meant that word. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they. So, I don't know if they understand semantics and context.
They're, I feel like it's some sort of ghost in there.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, yo. Yeah.
They say birds are not real.com, bro.
What? I mean, yeah. That'd be scary if that was...
If all birds were just AI.
If all the birds were just AI, bro. Then how are we eating their eggs?
Who says we're just eating cameras, bro? Fucking scrambled cameras, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, yo. That if they even used anything, what do you think would be more effective, bees or birds?
For cameras?
For surveillance. Or ants. Shit.
You know, ant-man, you're not gonna get much ground level view.
Think about how OP Brat Catcher was in Suicide Squad. Her versus Ant-Man, she would beat Ant-Man, right? Because the rats would eat them.
Yeah.
You don't think the rats would eat the ants?
Exactly.
Yeah. Alright.
I know they would.
Bruh. Okay, let's... For the final thing I want to talk about for this episode before we wrap everything up... I want to talk about Suicide Squad, the James Gunn version. We all watched that together. What is your first initial impressions of the film? What did you guys take away from it? Did you enjoy it? Is there any kind of rating that you would give it? If it's early one, subject to change, of course, but like... Overall, how you feeling about the movie?
I would say Suicide Squad was...
Oh, wait, hold on. You straight, you good. All right,
Suicide Squad, it was a creative movie. I liked it, thought it was funny. I liked the way James Gunn handles rated R movies. I liked the way he handles team-ups. And I like what he did with these DC characters, because I feel like he's just, you know... I feel like DC now is like... giving directors creative freedom, and they're like, bro, just do whatever, because we ain't really messing with the shared universe concept. So I'm glad DC is just doing that.
Got far into that track.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they just letting people just do what they want over there. So I like what they let James Gunn do.
Right. Did you have any like favorite characters?
I actually liked Idris Elba a lot in that. I think he was funny. He's actually Blood funny. Sport. He's funny. And of course, you know, Harley Quinn's cool. Feel like I didn't really... I feel like she wouldn't be so easily swayed. But you know, it was cool.
What, like, you mean like to join the Suicide Squad?
No, by that guy.
Oh yeah, I mean, she did kill him though.
I mean, yeah, but it's like
she did kind of fall in love the first night.
Yeah.
I think it was just she's just delusional at times though.
I guess.
That's why she killed him, because she was like, man, I can't keep doing this shit.
Right.
It'd be like that.
She likes the... It's funny how she referenced the Joker when she was talking about the type of women, men that she likes.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, I always fall for the wrong kind of guy or something like that. I enjoyed the film, too. I mean, I thought it was a very fun experience. I thought that it was funny. Especially the scene where, I think... Bloodsport or Idris Elba's character and Peacekeeper John Cena's character are like going in the forest, like in the camp, and they're just killing people like very nonchalant. And they're like trying to one up each other just by like doing that. I thought that was pretty funny. And I thought it was pretty creative, and it showcases like how easily like how well trained they are too, like, because they just literally just were really running through people. Like, it was mad easy.
I mean, also...
But it was for the sake of the, you know, comedy shit.
Also, though, they were a bunch of innocent people.
they were a bunch of innocent people at the end of the day, which is funny, because...
Bro got killed with his dick out.
For
like,
sure.
Walking outside his house in the morning, like...
Yeah.
But...
It definitely makes you, like...
Why was he walking outside the house with his dick out?
Yeah. So I like King Shark. He was...
Yeah, cool. King Shark. My favorite character is probably
Polka Dot Man.
I liked Polka Dot Man. He wasn't my favorite though. I did like Polka Dot Man. Was Polka Dot Man your favorite?
Yeah. Weasel. Weasel, bro. He survived at the very end. The Weasel, bro.
Right. I actually would say scary King. Scary looking, bro. I'm going to say between King Shark and Rat Catcher. I just thought Rat Catcher was cute, so.
Oh, yeah. She was actually fine. She was, yeah.
But, nah. Her power did end up saving everyone. Yeah, she was the Trump crazy. Card, for sure. Mm-hmm.
But I think Polka Dot Man was the real Trump card. Nigga just ain't. Facts. He ain't unleashed his full power.
They had to do him wrong. I mean, yeah. Facts.
He was chilling. He's on some, what's bro from the X-Men with the eyes?
Cyclops. Yeah, he's deadass was using them Polka Dots like that. That was pretty funny, too, when he was like
Cyclops always got
seeing his mom
over.
Everywhere.
Cyclops always got fucked over, too. The same shit.
But why do you just keep seeing his mom? He not like him.
No, he didn't like his mom at all.
That's a passive power. That's like
he hated his mom.
Stem of his power. Like.
But sometimes he wouldn't even like kill her. Like she'd just be going around doing shit.
That's
yeah, true. That shit was funny.
Was for comedic
he had like a love hate relationship with her, yeah. I guess. Or yeah, that's pretty funny though.
Seeing that fat lady as like the starfish, that was so funny.
That's
yeah.
Or did bring some comedic.
I was like, that's a big bitch.
What would you guys rate it? I'm giving it like an 8.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it like an 8. Yeah. I'm gonna give it an 8. I liked it.
I enjoyed it. I would definitely like watch it again if I was to see it on.
If there was like more going on with the plot.
True. Mm-hmm. True.
I just felt like it was kind of like.
There's a point where you can get too silly.
And yeah, then, a lot of face value. Like.
Yeah, you're just like shit's happening.
But
just
it wasn't
to happen.
A lot of depth. To it, I felt like at the time was like, man, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they could have added more.
It's pretty simple. I mean, okay. What do you guys thought of the big bad villain Starro?
I feel like it was all right, just for what it was. Like I wasn't really expecting like some crazy villain. I was like, all right.
Shit,
I mean, it was he was kind of crazy.
I was because like from the first movie,
right.
Crazy, bro.
The possessed girl. Enchantress.
Enchantress. Yeah.
I was like, I liked the fighting the big monster at the end for me.
That was some Saturday morning cartoon shit. Like,
shit.
Yeah, for sure. The giant kaiju that they just got to run around and fight. And then. That was kind of crazy. And then I thought that the
we don't get
graphics
that enough in movies
were cool.
Oh, no, the graphics were definitely like top tier. Like, was really like a lot of the selling points.
Yeah.
The animation the animation was fire.
I'm looking forward
especially
to more
the
of them.
Where like Harley was, was it when they were like when the building was collapsing or some shit and like everything was like turning to flowers? Or no, she was killing niggas or some shit.
Yeah, she was killing people.
She escaped and then she was killing people. And everybody was turning to flowers. That shit was fire.
Facts. That was really
like
cool.
Some
I really thought that scene was nice.
Like with the shadow clone. Like,
yeah.
Substitution
dude.
Bruh. The Itachi crows.
Facts. Yeah. That was crazy. I feel like that definitely is a great use of like mixing like real life action with like digital or written kind of action. Because I think that you can definitely mix those more together, you know? Yeah, so I'm looking forward to other DC movies. I'm not really sure what's coming out next for DC. I think the next thing is Carnage, actually.
For like Marvel?
Carnage is Marvel.
Just superhero movie, yeah.
But just superhero movies in general. Like I don't what is DC's even next thing? Is that
Batman?
Supposed to be Batman?
Small fucking guy.
What?
Back is hurting.
Might be.
No cap.
Right? Like,
how the fuck did they
I
drop
thought,
the flash?
No, actually, it might be Black Adam. It might
what?
Be Black Adam.
Who was that?
The villain of Shazam.
Okay.
It's like Shazam, basically, but he's like evil.
They're introducing Shazam? What the fuck happened to the Flash movie? Did that come out?
I don't know. I thought that was supposed to come out. That's supposed to happen. The solo Flash movie. I hope they get that right.
And when is Spider-Man supposed to be coming out?
December? Yeah.
When is Carnage?
Carnage is soon, actually. It might be. I don't know. I actually don't know. But, yeah. I was looking forward to those. I think Suicide Squad was a nice breath of fresh air from like the lack of like interesting movies in general for me, honestly.
Yeah.
Lately. Anyways. Yeah, we'll just end the show there. I'm Hazy J.
Baby Bad.
Johnny Boy Jeter.
And don't play with yourself.
Play with the room.
Play with the coon.
Bitch. Yeah.